This is Columbia's news headquarters in New York. Bob Trout speaking. We were informed that the broadcast was about to begin. It is about to begin in a few seconds. We're going to switch you in a moment to the ship in Tokyo Harbor. We expect to hear first from Columbia's correspondent, Webley Edwards, who has been an eyewitness to the ceremony, the signing of the surrender aboard the battleship Missouri, a ceremony which took place under the eyes of the Supreme Allied Commander, General Douglas MacArthur. And now we hope to bring in Webley Edwards, so once again, we switch to Tokyo Bay.
Attention, the peoples of the world. World War II is about to come to its official closing.
We're on the Pacific Fleet flagship USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay for the signing of the surrender of Japan. 3 years, 8 months, and 25 days since the attack on Pearl Harbor. We are 3,700 miles from there, but we'll come much further than that by way of the Central Pacific, New Guinea, the Marianas, and the Philippines. The Japanese delegation has just arrived. Military men in formal military uniform and civilian dignitaries in formal attire. Lined up before us are more officers and men with high-ranking stars and gold braid than has been assembled in this bay for many a long time. The deck of the Missouri stretches out before us. We're on the veranda deck. Its great guns are pointed skyward to allow more room for the Army, Navy, Marines, and the representatives of the nations who are here. The United States, of China, the United Kingdom, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, Australia, Canada, France, Netherlands, and New Zealand. An interesting note here for a moment. The Navy and Marine personnel, former prisoners of war, who are here for this surrender ceremony, are Commander A.L. Maher, who was a surviving officer of the USS Houston, a prisoner since May 6, 1942, Lieutenant J.W. Condit. He is a member of the Yorktown's Torpedo 5 Squadron, a prisoner since September 1943. First Lieutenant William F. Harris, a Marine, from Corregidor, since August 4, 1943 in Japan. Machinist mate, second class, L.C. Shaw of the Navy, a survivor of the USS Grenadier. Lieutenant General Jonathan Wainwright is here, he who surrendered at Corregidor and Bataan, and General Arthur Percival, who surrendered at Singapore. With General Wainwright, all his staff. Brigadier General Louis Beebe, his chief of staff. Colonel John Frigger, one of his aides, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Dooley, and his orderly, Sergeant Hubert Carroll. Planes have been flying overhead. The day is quite cloudy. A mist surrounding the mountains that come down to form Tokyo Bay. Before us here are flags. Oh, here comes... Here comes the Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces, General of the Army, Douglas MacArthur, William Fleet Admiral Chester Nimitz, and other dignitaries.